Let's take a look at this bond calculator spreadsheet. In the presentation, we learned how to do the calculations manually, but oh boy, don't spreadsheets make life a whole lot easier. So when you open this spreadsheet, you will see that there are some gray cells. Those are the cells you need to type the data in. So using the example we used in the presentation, we took a look at a bond from Barclays Bank paying 5.95% coupon rate. So I type in the name of the issuer and the coupon rate, and we find that on the date that we took a look at this, the last quote was $1,145. It shows it as 114.5. Remember, you have to move the decimal place one to the right. And the spreadsheet calculates the current yield, but of course, you could look that up too. It's online also, at 5.197%. Because even though we're getting $59.50 in interest, we had to pay $1,145 for that. So we don't get the full 5.95%. Now the maturity date I chose because it was very close to 9 years. The spreadsheet, of course, the maturity date of March 15, 2022, of course the spreadsheet calculates the years of 3 digits, so we find it's a little less, almost 9. And it's price to yield 4.049%. Now we used that specific example because our tables are only on the 3, 4, 5% increments. Of course, the spreadsheet doesn't care. The principal's 1,000. It's rated BBB, meaning it's still investment grade, but one step above non-investment grade junk, and it's not callable. So when we type those items into the spreadsheet does the present value calculations for us immediately. And it comes back with a number of $1,139.88. Well, now wait a minute. Why is that? Well, because, why is it a little bit less? Because the first calculation at the top of the spreadsheet is using annual payments. And of course that gives you a very close number, but we can get a whole lot better. And we can, at the bottom of the spreadsheet, see the semi-annual payments, because remember, we're getting not $59.50 once a year. We're getting half of that twice a year, $29.75. And that turns out to, when we use that, we're getting a little bit more money sooner, so the present value is higher. The bond value is $1,143.49, which is, you know, very, very close to what the quote was. Are bonds predictable? Yes. Are bonds boring? Yes. Are bonds fixed? Yes. Now, what's the unpredictable part of bonds? That's interest rates, and we have no control over that. So we find that the calculations to do bond predictions or valuations are pretty straightforward. On the second page, if you're so inclined, you can take a look at the internal rate of return calculation, which uses the formula we learned how to do in Chapter 6. Very interesting. That formula on our spreadsheet comes in very, very handy. And the internal rate of return formula gives us a value, a rate of return that's a little bit higher than the one that the yield to maturity. But that's okay. The yield to maturity approximation formula that we did in Chapter 10 that we can do manually, that's not hard, and that's what, at least when I took the Series 7, that's what they expected you to use, comes up with something that's very close to what the price to yield is at the time of the quote of this bond. And they're all very, very similar to one another. So, learn how to do it using the present value tables. Very straightforward, not that difficult. The only tricky part is which table should you use, the stream or the single payment, and then use the spreadsheet and find out that you will quickly forget how to use the present value table. Anyway, that's what you, I see in the face-to-face class, I really wish we had a room full of computers that we could use and just have the students use that instead of using the old tables, because, I mean, who uses the tables anymore when they got a spreadsheet sitting on their desk or sitting in their hand, on their wrist eventually, and they're in their eyeglasses. Okay, I digress. Have fun with your bond calculations.